Nolte, rematch poll shows Trump defeating Biden by 14 points. By John Nolte on May 5, 2022. If there's a 2024 rematch between Donald Trump and slow Joe Biden, Biden will find himself slaughtered by a 14-point margin, according to polling from Rasmussen Reports. If the next U.S. presidential election were held today, and President Joe Biden were running against former President Donald Trump, who would you be most likely to vote for? In answer to that question, only 36% chose Biden, while 50% said Trump. That's a 14-point gap. The internals are even more glorious. Trump beats Biden among women 48-36%. Trump wins Hispanics by 8 points, 44-36%. Trump grabs 20% of the black vote, compared to Biden's 56%, which would be unprecedented in modern history. If at least 88-90% of black Americans do not vote Democrat, the party is doomed. Biden only wins young voters aged 19-39 by a single point, 40-39%. In worse news for Slow Joe, a full 61% of the public do not want his fraudulency to run for a second term. Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, also butchers Biden in a 2024 matchup by 11 points, 46-35%. Keep in mind that this is the same Rasmussen Reports that correctly called the national race for Biden in 2020, 46-45%. Another thing to keep in mind is that her vice fraudulency Kamala Harris almost always polls worse than Biden in these hypothetical matchups. So who else will Democrats run? Elizabeth Powwow Chow Warren? Maybe 135-year-old Bernie Sanders? How about Pete Howdy Doody Buttigieg or Hillary Dossier Clinton? The Democrat Party is in the deepest, existential trouble of my lifetime. Between 1968 and 1992, the party was shellacked nationally due to its soft-on-crime stance. Today, the party is not only seen as soft on crime, but in favor of open borders, lockdowns, school closings, masking and sexually grooming children, allowing mentally ill men in skirts to share your daughter's dressing room, allowing men to compete in women's sports, infanticide, and spending us into the worst inflation in modern history. Democrats have lost the working class, are losing Hispanics, have lost the swing states of Ohio and Florida, and are at risk of losing just enough of their black base to end their status as a national party. Best of all, Democrats are so beholden to the perverts, billionaires, child groomers, and other assorted degenerates in their base, they cannot change course without the bottom falling out. Everything Democrats touch gets worse. Their economy is a disaster. Their cities are shitholes. Their police is worse than the lives of everyday Americans. After only a year of life under woke-tard rule, these numbers do not surprise me in the least.